Aleishu Chilik Beis Tav Lamed, the third Vaad. Acharei kol toikef hadevarim shekadmu bafakim ha'acharinim al matzav hadin v'rosh hashanah. So after all these very powerful words that we spoke about in the previous chapters regarding judgment of Rosh Hashanah, adayin yesh makoyim v'hechach shel hachana ma'asis liyamadin. There's still room, there's an imperative for practical preparation for the Day of Judgment. Isa bechazal. Chazal says as follows. This is cited by the Ramban in Parashas Shmois, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, the incident of the Sine. Mau ehye ashe ehye. That's the name that Hashem teaches Moshe at the Sine. What is the meaning? Say Chazal, Keshem shata ohive imi, kach ani ohive imecha. As you are with me, so too I am with you. I respond in kind. For example, say Chazal, im pesachin es yedehen v'isin tzedakah. If they open the hand and they distribute to the car, afani yiftach esedi, I too will open my hand. Shema yiftach lecha Hashem es etzaroi hatoiv. Hashem will open His treasures for you. Im einen pischad esedehen. Conversely, if they do not open the hands, makasu sham. The pasuk that continues, hein yaatzer b'mayim ve'aveishu. Then the rain stops. Harei mamash, says the author, this statement of Chazal is mamash Hashem tzilcha al yad minecha. Like the pasuk says, Hashem is like a shadow. Adam re etzba, marim le etzba. If he shows one finger, so the response is in kind. Adam re yad, marim le yad. If he opens his whole hand, they show him a hand. Says the author, zeu klal gadoil behanagas hakadosh baruch hu imanu. This is a fundamental rule, a great rule in terms of understanding Hashem's conduct towards us. Kol ha'anaga elyona tluya b'masim shelanu. Hashem's response to us depends on our actions. V'chein hu bedin. This applies to judgment as well. So we quote the famous Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. Omar Rova, kol ha'ma'avir al midoisav, and we'll discuss this phrase in a moment, ma'avirin al kol pesha'av, then his transgressions are removed. Shenema, Gemara quotes, pasuk neise avoin v'oiver al pesha. Hashem is neise avoin v'oiver al pesha. Lemi neise avoin? Whose iniquities does Hashem carry? Lemi she'iver al pesha, the one who behaves in this manner that Chazal called ma'avir al midei sav. So what does that mean? Rashi explains, ha'ma'avir al midei sav she'enu medakdeik limdoit midah lo metzarin oisoy. He is not particular, he doesn't make a point of repaying in kind those who upset him. U'maniach midei sav elech loy. He leaves these midois. He leaves it aside, he ignores his issues and goes on with his life. Kmo, it's the same type of expression as ein ma'avirin ala mitzvois. When we say ein ma'avirin ala mitzvois, it means if there's a mitzvah there, you can't pass over it, you can't ignore it. So here we're saying yes ma'avir al midei sav, to ignore it, to leave it. Or ein ma'avirin ala oichalin, we say, one may not ignore oichalin. So here, manichan ve'hoilechlo, here we talk about the person who leaves his midois, he ignores him. Then the response is ma'avirin lo al kol pesha'av. All of his pesha'im are ignored. Ein midas adin medakdech b'sacharehen. Midas adin is not particular, it's not accurate, doesn't make a point of it, ela manachtan v'hileches. It just leaves his pesha'im and goes on. In the footnote, inyan ma'avirin al kol pesha'av, to understand this better, the idea of his pesha'im being left, yesh lehavin al pima shekosav hagra ben gilas ester. I'm going to try to understand it based on the commentary of the Gaon al ha-pasuk uv hagi ator na'ara v'na'ara. On that pasuk, he writes, "Bechol Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim, ha'adam chizeh b'teshuva." We try to do teshuva. V'tzoek chatasi, the person proclaims that he was choite. V'akadosh Baruch Hu b'roiv rachamav ma'avir al chata'av. We want to understand this term, ma'avir al chata'av. Pirush, she'avon atzmo enu nimchak. The iniquity is not erased. Ela talui, it's suspended. Im yachazor b'teshuva shlema kol hashana. If the person maintains his teshuva throughout the year, yimchol, then it is released, it is forgiven. Ve'im lo, if a person fails through the rest of the year, lo yimchol. Ulefi ze yisbarer nusach habracha im tzeis b'yom ha-kippurim. We can also understand a little bit better the formulation of the central bracha in Yom HaKippurim. Melech moichel v'selech la'avoyno yiseinu. We said that Hashem is forgiving. And then, u'ma'avir ashmoiseinu. Again, this expression, ma'avir ashmoiseinu b'chol shena v'shena. It means, ha'chata'im shemisvadim elayim b'eisu Yom HaKippurim. Those chata'im that a person acknowledges in that Yom Kippur, hu yisborach ma'avir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspends them. ואם במשך השנה אנו עומדים שוב עשי נפת פסל, מנתן זה שוב עשי נפת פסל, then הקדוש ברוך הוא מוכל וסולח עליהם בשנה הבאה. Then Hashem will forgive them after that year is over. אולם, now back to what we were saying, that המעביר על מידי סב, כדי שהקדוש ברוך הוא יעביר את פשענו, in order for Hashem to do that, to be able to suspend and to wait for the whole year, גם עלינו להיות מעביר על מידי סב. That's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah דף ז', that says we have to be מעביר על מידי סב. Where the person has to ignore, so to speak, his vidois that would urge him to be particular with anyone who upset him. Says the author back in the text, Zeu Pesach Tikva Nichbad Me'oy Likras Yomadin. This is a very substantial hope that we have in preparation for Yomadin. Ki man asim roiv pesha'im yudekdeku imanu badin. What are we to do with the abundance of our pesha'im if the judgment is very strict and particular and accurate? וגילו לנו חזל, חזל reveal here, כי גם זה תלוי בהסתהגות שלו. This too depends on our behavior, כי מסנהגים עמנו בדין כפי שאנחנו מסנהגים עם אחרים. From שמיים, they treat us in judgment as we behave with others. אם אנחנו מעבירים על מידויסינו, if we do that, again, to leave the midah, ואיננו מדקדקים בבני אדם שציירו איסן. We don't make a point, we don't have a fuss about people that upset us. We ignore it, put it aside, move on. לא ידקדקו גם עמנו בדין. So with us too, there will not be all that particular in judgment. זה מחייב זהירות עצומה במידויס דווקא בהכנה ליום הדין ובימי הדין עצמו. So this obligates one with enormous care, specifically in midois, in preparation for Yom Adin and the Yemei Adin themselves. יש לנו להסלמד בזהירוס מכעס וקפדו בימים אלה. So in these days, one has to train oneself and one has to practice care from anger and annoyance. אם אנחנו אמרים, if we are going to declare, כי אתה סולחן לישראל ומחולן לשבטי ישרון, if we say that Hashem is a forgiving king, גם האדם אומר זה צריך להיות סולחן ומחולן. The person who says this also has to be a person who forgives easily. הרי עצם הדין מחייב חיזוק עצום במידויס טובס. You see over here that the actual concept of judgment here obligates one to be very strong in midois tovois. ולא ידעי בזה, not only that, גם קבולס מלכוס שמיים מחייבס מידויס. To accept upon oneself all מלכוס שמיים also requires an improvement in midois. וכך אמרו חזל בספרי, פרשס וזויס הברכה. חזל תלס והי בשרון מלך, ואת פסוק עם וזויס הברכה. חזל קומנט, כשישראל שווין בעצה אחת מלמטה. When בני ישראל are united, when they have the same agenda here, שמוי הגדול משתבח מלמעלה. Then Hashem's name is praised above. שנאמר, והיא בשרון מלך. אמוסי, when does this happen? So then the rest of the פסוק. How does the פסוק continue? בישאסף ראשי עם יחד שבטי ישראל. When there's a gathering, when there's a meeting of minds of בני ישראל. יחד שבטי ישראל כשהם עשויים אגודה אחת, when they are united, ולא כשהם עשויים אגודויס אגודויס, not when they are disunited. וכן הוא אומר, סמללי הבוינה בשמיים על יויסב, ואגודסי על ארץ יסדה. פסוק that speaks also about אגודה, about being united. רבי שמעון בר יוחאי אומר, משל לאדם שהביא שתי ספינוי, he compares it to a situation of two boats. וכשרן בהגנין, בזל שתוכבים בקרק הים, he uses an anchor. ובאשטויס, and pieces of metal to connect. So he makes these boats fairly solid. They are anchored and they are connected. And then he uses it to build on it. ובנה עליהם פלטרין. And on these boats he build, like a pontoon bridge, where you connect all these boats and then you build on them. כל זמן שספינוס כשירויס פלטרים קיימים, as long as the boats are all tied together, if they're all tied together, then whatever you built upon them endures. פרשו הספינוס אין פלטרים קיימים, but the moment the boats start drifting apart, whatever is built on them is not going to stand. כך כשישראל או ישין רצונו של מקויים, when they are united ואגודסו על ארץ יסדה. Says the author, הרי אין מלך בלוי עם, to be a king requires a nation. Ve'in am bel yachdus. Nation means that there's unity. Ve'i efshar lageshes liyom malkeinu, the day of kingship, which means there's a nation. כשיש פירוד לבבויס בינינו, when there is dissension among us. זה מטיל עלינו חיוב נוירה, להסחזק באהבס אבריוס ורדיפס שלם לקס יומדין. So this imposes upon us an awesome obligation to be strong in אהבס אבריוס and pursuing peace. מובא בספרים ובסידורים בשם האריזל. It's cited in the name of the אריזל, שיש לקבל על עצמי מצווס ואוהבת לרעך כמוך לפני כל תפילס שחריס. That a person has to make a conscious effort to commit himself to ואוהבת לרעך כמוך before every תפילס שחריס. כי אם אין לאדם אהבה סבריוס, the person doesn't have that, אין תפילסי או לרצה לפני הבורא. His תפילה is not accepted favorably by the Creator. ומובא גם כן בספרים מנהג שישראל נוהגים באומרם נקדש את שמך בעולם. It's also said in ספרים, the universal מנהג seems to be that when we say the קדושה, לפני הקדושה שפונים אנה ואנה, we turn, וקרא זה אל זה ואומר, we turn this way and that way. Why exactly? Why do we turn to the left and to the right? והטעם לזה, it's explained, כי המלאכים בשמי מרים מקדישים את הקדוש ברוך הוא ויש שלום ואחדות ביניהם. In the קדושה, we emulate the מלאכים. They have their own קדושה. So the מלאכים sanctify Hashem's name and they have peace and unity among them. כשאנחנו רוצים לקדש שמו יצבח בעולם, כשם שמקדישים את זה בשמי מרים, these are of course the words of the קדושה. We want to emulate them. We want to be מקדש his name here as the מלאכים do above. צריך גם בינינו ישראל שלום ואחדות. So among us also there needs to be peace and unity. לכן אנו פונים לפני הקדושה לכל צד. Therefore, before we recite those words, before we recite those words, we turn this way and that way, כדי לבדוק אם אמנם אנו אוהבים את כל הנמצאים איתנו יחד בבית הכנסת. To check, do we indeed love those who are with us in בית הכנסת? Look to the left, look to the right. Are we in a situation of peace and unity with those who are all around us? אם כך בכל תפילה ובכל קדושה, if this is applicable to every תפילה throughout the year and every קדושה, בראש השנה על החס כמה וכמה, ובמוסן ראש השנה. הרי מידוי סטובויס אין רק פסח תקווה בשבילנו לזכויס בדין. מידוי סטובויס are not just an opening, a hope for us to emerge successfully in judgment. גם קבולס מלכו שמיים לא תיתכן בלעדיהן. We see from these sources that קבולס מלכו שמיים is not possible without מידוי סטובויס and the ability to be אויב ישראל. הרי הכרח כפול, we have a double imperative. להסאמץ בחודש אלול, to make an effort through that month, להסנהג בכל מידה טובה, to behave with good midos, ולרחק הכעס והקפדת, distance, anger, annoyance, השנאה והקנאה, hatred and envy, בשכליס הריחוק, drive them away completely. ומן הראוי, it's appropriate, שנקבל על עצמנו לפני תפילס שחריס, אהבה סבריוס, before davening, to commit oneself to Ahavas Abriyos, Uliyos Ma'avirim Al Midasenu, to be content, to be able to, as we said on the previous page, to leave the Midos of Kin'ah and anger, leave them be, just move on. Bechol Ha'inyanim Ha'ma'asiyim Adroshim Lanu B'mei Ratzoin, in all the practical matters that are needed during these days of goodwill, ייתכן שאין חודש אלול הזמן להסלמדוס כמו שאנו רגילים בכל ענייני עבודה. It could be that there's a crucial difference in חודש אלול in terms of the way that we practice things and do things. ההסלמדוס ידרכנו בכל השנה, throughout the year and in all the ועדים that we've done, the emphasis was on very small exercises that applied once or twice or three times during the day. It was isolated episodes, we made a point that perhaps three times a day we would do something. Here it's different. אך באלול הימים מכריחים כל כך ההסנהגות במידי סטובויס. In Elul, the days just force us to behave with good midois, שהזהירות בזה צריכה להספשט על כל היום ועל כל מצב. The effort over here and the care in this has to spread to the entire day and to every situation. We can't limit it to small exercises that apply once or twice a day. It has to spread throughout the day. Atu milsa zutartahi, is it a small thing? Shana olchim likas yom hadin anara, that we are approaching the day of judgment. Adkan.